Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video. That's SSH version 04.12 or 12.2024. That's April 12th, 2024. We've got 100 new or updated applications since our last episode, so a little bit of a jump back to heavier volume there on the episodes. Let's take a look at how it breaks down. We have 4 compatibility updates, 31 fixes, 15 highlights, 39 minor updates, a bulk of which are a quarterly release from a particular vendor, 5 new releases, and 6 release notes fails. Let's jump right in and break that down. First up are going to be compatibility updates to Vancouver or Washington, D.C. We've got at Iceflow / RBM custom components 2, basically a component that lives in a workspace, Endpoint Central, formerly Desktop Central, Inri Talent Application Tracking System, and NetEnrich Connect all had compatibility updates, so nothing other than updating to be compatible with the next version. We had 31 fixes. I think that's just 20 of them, so let me go ahead and show all here, and let's run through those. ATF Test Generator and Cloud Runner, Cloud Cost Management for AWS, Azure, Core, GCP, Cloud Integrations for AWS, Cloud Integrations for Azure, Cloud Spend Reports for AWS, Azure, Core, and GCP. So ServiceNow has been busy in their cloud department. We've also got conversational integration with Microsoft Teams, DLP incident response integration with Symantec, Miro Spoke, Notify WebEx connector, Now Assist and conversational catalog request, Playbook Experience components, and Scrum Common. All were some fixes. And the last batch of those on page 2 here, Security Operations Logarithm integration, Service Graph connector for VMware Workspace ONE UEM, ServiceNow Voice with Amazon Connect, and then a couple more UI Builder component things, SNAP PAR Core UI Migration Center, and SNAP PAR Core UI Migration Legacy Widget, Splunk Enterprise Event Ingestion for Security Operations, Splunk ES Integration for Security Operations, UI Builder, UI Components for Customer Portals, Virtual Agent Adapter Common, and Workday Learning Spoke. Man, lots of fixes. ServiceNow, most of those, has been very, very busy. Let's go ahead and regroup my categories here. So that's the fixes. We did have, 39 minor updates. This will go by quicker than you think. 1E Core at Iceflow / RBM - Custom - Components, Access Analyzer, Armis Application Service Mapping, Attribute Pack, Book and Pay, Capacity Management, CSDM as Code, Cyber Reason Endpoint Protection Platform, CyberInt App, and then the big hitters here, Edgile. Okay, so Edgile is one of those that puts out quarterly content, and we are in Q2. So I'm going to read off, and I'm going to skip repeating Edgile Financial Services over and over again, and I'm going to read the end of these. Banking ARC, Banking and Broker Dealer ARC, Gaming ARC, Healthcare Payer ARC, Healthcare Payer with Medicare Medicaid ARC, Healthcare Provider with Research ARC, Insurance Property Casualty and Life ARC, Manufacturing ARC, Media ARC, Medical Device Manufacturer ARC, second page here, Oil and Gas ARC, Pharmaceutical Life Sciences ARC, Privacy ARC, Real Estate ARC, Retail ARC, Technology ARC, Transportation ARC, Utilities ARC. And that's the end of the Agile group. Now back to the normal stuff. Event Management Connectors, Metric Rules, ML Contract Analysis, Power BI Connector, RPA Plugin Bundle, SAP ECC RFC Spoke Dependency File, SAP S/4HANA RFC Spoke Dependency File, Service Connector, Service Graph Connector for Forescout iInspect, Tableau Connector, and Tanium Vulnerability Response Integration. So lots and lots of minor updates as well. Again, the majority of those from Agile and ServiceNow. We'll go ahead and regroup by category here, since I can't seem to remember that I had it grouped by category. And we're left with the release notes fails. If you've never seen an episode of SSH before, a release note fail is that there are repeated, there are lack of detail or paywalls restricting me from seeing what was updated in the applications. In this case, it was mostly ServiceNow, and they were mostly blank. So I won't click on them to show you a blank one, but here they are at devsmc/library/UIBuilderToolkit/macroComponent or macroponent. Inventory number management, network inventory advanced, network inventory core, network inventory workspace, and the workspace app shell all were release notes fails, unfortunately. Which leaves us with the good stuff. We're going to get into it. Five new releases in this episode. Let's start with the first one from Cast. It's going to be Cast Gen AI Acceleration. Integrate Gen AI to significantly improve productivity experiences and outcomes. Key features on the functional side. Leverage governed Leverage governed Gen AI capabilities in a single platform. Automate data to enhance intelligent workflows. Connect processes to any data source across the organization. On the technical side, leverage Gen AI, machine learning, and intelligent automation to drive efficient processes. Simplify complex cross-functional workflows with pre-built workflow nodes. And maintain and evolve processes with intelligent tooling. There's no screenshots on this one, so we'll move on to our next new application from CDW, and that's CDW HR Jumpstart, Transform How HR Manages Work. Key features on the functional side, Core HRSD Pro or ESF configuration, Employee Center Pro with minor branding, EE/HR knowledge bases, one General HR Center of Excellence or COE, one COE of choice with a star. The star says lifecycle events excluded, ER includes additional week and cost, and then UUB out-of-box HR services. On the technical side, one HCM greater than HRSD integration, not sure what that means, SSL/LDAP setup, migration to production with update sets, and process and technical guidance. That is what's new from the team at CDW. They have a video, but I'm not going to click and play a video since you're either watching a video or you're listening to a podcast. So next up in the list of new releases, it's going to be Optimum Healthcare IT HR Vitals. Empowers HR teams with the vital capabilities of digital HR service delivery so that employees and providers can focus on the work that matters most. Key features on the functional side, HR case and knowledge, employee center portal, HR agent workspace, HR service catalog, reports and dashboards, training and enablement, and accelerated implementation playbooks. On the technical side, HR data integration with core HCM, pre-built HR service design stored in update sets, and automated test framework scripts. I wonder if the people at Optimum Healthcare IT were talking to CDW, because it seems really similar to the one that I just read. Next new release is going to be a Service Graph connector for AWS API Gateway integration. Now note, this one is an Innovation Lab offering, so it's not supported, carries no warranties, and you can't put it in production. But let's take a look. It's the integrations for AWS Gateway API. Key features, data will be populated into the following tables, and it lists a bunch of CMDB tables. So I'm going to try to translate here. The AWS API Gateway, Managed API, API Frontend, API Backend, API Frontend and Backend again, API Deployment, API Consumer, and API Policy. Now it's funny, where I've seen these APIs are with the, what is that? Application in application portfolio management, where you can document and put your API integrations inside of ServiceNow and track them. That's what that looks and feels like. So interesting there. Does it say anything about that? Populate the recently released CMDB data model for APIs and API gateways using the Service Graph connector for AWS. So interesting. But that's what's new for the team at ServiceNow's Innovation Lab. And last new release from Tata America International Corp. It's TCS Crystallis on Now for Source to Pay. Digitize, automate, and transform supply chain operations. Key features on the functional side, single source of truth, savings calculations and reporting, enhanced controllership and compliance, self-service with omnichannel engagement, six-way matching rules, real-time analytics, claims tracking, and delivery validation. On the technical side, automated assignment notification, automated routing mechanism built on ServiceNow AWA or Advanced Work Assignment, workflow-aware escalations, built-in accelerators and configurable workflows, low-code, no-code guided process automation, and duplicate validation. No screenshots on any of our new releases in this episode, and that is the entire list of new releases, which leaves us with 15 highlights, a bit high on the number of highlights this week, so we're going to jump right in. First up is Avanir Contract Flow, updated version 6.0.0, And they've got quite a few updates in here for this major release. Simplification of clauses in contract language using AVAI's generative AI capabilities. Say that 10 times fast. Ability to ask queries related to the contract and receive a context-based response using AI Assistant. Additional capabilities for Microsoft Word add-in, including inserting clauses directly from the browser, reconciling fields, updating fields from ServiceNow, check-in is clean, multi-language GUI support for labels and titles with support for I18N. I18N, that almost looks like a barcode format from back on my long time ago. Ability to restrict document editing based on specific substatus configurations. Enhanced out-of-the-box layouts for request and contract screens to include additional frequently required fields. Synonym and status-based smart search for NLQ-based search. Ability to clone a request and contract and create a new one with the option to modify the required fields. Addition of contract adoption metrics for clause deviations, smart search, and AI answer prompts, audit log management capabilities for tracking and reviewing all activities performed for a contract and metadata changes, ability to specify whether AI extraction is to be performed while uploading a third-party contract, automated deviation scoring upon document upload or post-review check-in, ability to generate contract summary in a PDF format, and the ability to restrict document editing based on specific substatus configurations. So that is the new release from the team at Avanair for Avanair Contract Flow. Next up is going to be the Control Assurance. Control Assurance is updated version 2.0.2, and then this release that automate testing results using GRC indicators, test groups to organize testing activities and enable linkage to change requests, test template hierarchy to help manage testing library, control test reviewer notification, additional related lists on control test to centralize information relevant to testing, enhanced data validation throughout the app, and system properties to allow user configuration of issue and control test auto generation. And that's what's new from the team at Nixora Group Pty Ltd. Next up is going to be Coupa Spoke. Coupa Spoke was updated to version 4.2.0, and unfortunately, they called this one a minor release. They added 9 new actions. I wish there was more detail. This kind of is a release notes fail. Like, if you're going to use the Coupa Spoke, well, what the heck are the 9 new actions? Hello, ServiceNow. Man, sometimes some of these are so irritating, but I left it in the highlights so the people who are using Coupa Spoke know that there's been an update and there's 9 new freaking actions in this application. Next update is going to be FM Systems Integration Engine, updated version 2.0.1, and in this version they've introduced a new visual room picker and a dynamic field mapping. So those are the 2 big features in this major release from the team at AMS Workplace Technology. Next up in the list of highlights is going to be Oracle eBusiness Suite Spoke Dependencies. I won't give a hard time because I gave a hard time on the last one, but this one is modified package to support the enhancement and addition of 21 actions. Not 9, not 5, not 2, 21 actions and no list. Okay, I'm back on my soapbox again. Please tell us what you did, what's updated in these applications. Next up, Oracle EBS Spoke, updated version 1.8.0. 21 new or updated actions. Again, next highlight is going to be recorded future for security incident response and threat intelligence, updated version 3.0.0. And in this version, new app configuration page. Please note that all app settings will be reset to their default values, including the collective insights toggle, which is enabled by default. App is no longer dependent on Recorded Future Security Operations Foundation Framework application, and they added Recorded Future Playbook alerts in this major release from Recorded Future Incorporated. Next up is going to be RPA Hub from ServiceNow, updated version 8.1.0. And can you believe this is still an Innovation Lab app? I was like, when I saw this, I'm like, man, RPA Hub's been out since, like, what, San Diego release? So we've gone through S, T, U, V, and now W, and we're still in the Innovation Lab. Anyways, their release notes are down here on the bottom. Provided support for BlueZone emulator and mainframe connector, and they changed improved performance for launching attended robot via embedded task automation. Next up in the list of highlights is going to be Runbook Management. That was updated to version 1.7.0. And in this version, under new features, it introduces the following new features: integrated backout plans within each runbook, notification by email of proximity warning of availability of tasks, Under Features, enhanced client configuration for notification defaults, extended the scope and content of various email notification, enhanced visualization of issues across the solution, enhanced user interface / navigation of the planner and overview interfaces, summary KPI panel for key timeline items added to event and runbook overviews, user preference added for homepage default scenario, various user interface enhancements, and various enhancements to the import / export features, and there were various bug fixes. Please refer to separate release note documentation for details. Well, you know what? If you want us to reference separate release note documentation for details, can you include a link, please? How else do we know what those are? And no, the view details link does not actually go to that. So that's what's new from the team at Iceflow LTD. Next up, it's going to be SAP Ariba Spoke. I'll leave my soapbox over there. Version 1.3.1, and there's 12 new actions, mostly REST-based. Aw, thank you for that really helpful information. But what are the 12 actions? Oh my gosh. Okay, I promise not to get on my soapbox. Next update, next highlight is going to be SAP ECC RFC Spoke updated version 2.3.1, 5 new actions, added SNC connection support. Wah wah. Next highlight is SAP S/4HANA OData Spoke updated version 1.3.0, added 7 actions. See a pattern here? Anybody? Next highlight, SAP S/4HANA HRFC Spoke, updated version 2.2.0, added 5 new actions and added SNC connection feature. So same thing as the previous ones. Next one, Service Graph Connector for Armis, updated version 1.4.17. And in this version, lots of information. The ServiceNow can take a lesson from these people. Common Connection Framework with the ServiceNow Washington release. The Service Graph Connector for Armis now employs the Common Connection Integration Framework. As far as updates, they updated Guide to Setup to validate the integration connection by utilizing the Common Connection Framework's Test Connection UI action. Updated dependency of integration commons for CMDB to version 2.1.2.0. And there's new components, Armis Service Graph Connection, Connection Module, and Test Connection Flow Designer action. Allowing testing of the connection. Under Armis tags, they enhanced the integration will now support Armis tags into ServiceNow as key value records. And resolved issues, fixed bug causing OT control module manufacturer be imported with concatenated manufacturer name and sysid. Fixed bug where imported CMDB device names appeared as at or model at. If model is absent, the name will either be set to the device's MAC address or left blank. Updated naming convention of OT control modules to always include module index in the name to prevent issues with duplicate names in control systems. An updated Armis import controller to import PLC module staging row types with parent device's MAC address, IP address, and model to ensure module name alignment with parent controller. Thank you to the team at Armis Inc. for some really nice release notes. And last highlight in this episode is going to be Workplace Access and Security, updated version 1.0.7. And in this version, they have import, set, and transform map for master data sync, OAuth support, workflow legacy to new flow, and additional monitoring messages and requests or work underscore notes activity. And that is what's new from the team at Alert Enterprise Inc. And you've just seen our entire episode. Let's go back and see what you just saw or heard if you're listening to the podcast. 5 new releases, 15 highlights, 4 compatibility updates, 39 minor updates, 31 fixes, and 6 release notes fails. Now, I haven't plugged this in a while. If you don't know about this already, check out the companion blog post for these episodes. This is a draft blog post because I haven't published this video yet, so there's no link to my YouTube video, but there is a link to all the different places where the podcast is and links to every single application that I highlighted in the episodes. You can see the new releases, the highlights, the compatibility updates, minor updates, fixes, and release notes fails. So hopefully you've checked that out, the blog post or the podcast. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.